Good morning. Today is October 30th, and you're listening to OK, OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. The scripture's promise to us today is that those who believe will be saved. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it's by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. Romans 10, verse 9 through 10. If your child is not a believer, you are surely hurting. Perhaps you only recently became a believer yourself, so you didn't bring up your child in the faith you now profess. Perhaps you think you did everything wrong and now you're punishing yourself. Or maybe your child was at church with you every time the doors were open, but now he's rebelling, trying to find his own way. Perhaps you think you did everything right and you can't believe that this is happening to you. Whether we think we did right or wrong, we need not punish ourselves or wonder what we could or should have done better. We'll be far better off spending our energy on our knees in fervent prayer for our children. For children need to find faith for themselves. Every child needs to make it personal. God works in every child in a different way, but God promises that every person who believes and confesses Jesus as Lord will be saved. We can pray that our children will come to the point of realizing that this is the only way to true life and peace. Remember, we can't do it for them. The Holy Spirit must work in them. Please join me in today's prayer. Dear God, you promise that those who believe in Jesus and confess him as Lord will be saved. Lord, I pray that my child will see his need for you, and I pray that he will call upon you. Please guide him toward confession and belief. I understand that this may mean some difficulty in my child's life before he gets to that point, but please work in his life in whatever way you need to in order to help him confess with his mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in his heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Make me a good example to my child as I live my life for you. We ask these things in your name, Lord.